sir, we're in the room there. Everybody seems to be in a this is Harriman and McNamara, Johnson, Bundy, and the whole State Department are strongly of the view that this ought to go ahead today. Mac Bundy feels that this is on the basis of my talk with him and giving him Unger's telegram, that it probably would be a wise idea to delay another 24 hours in order to permit us to get all our ducks in order here in Washington and to get Unger in Laos more understanding of our problem. No one in the meeting thinks we ought to wait an additional 24 hours.
Why? What is the urgency?
Their feeling is that psychologically, if you delay another 24 hours, you detach, you separate the action of shooting down one of our planes from the action that that answers it. They also feel that they would just rather not do it at all than delay. This is particularly Bob's feeling, but supported also by Averill. They think that if you don't do it today, you will get a sufficient amount of time will have passed so that the incident in people's mind will have disappeared and sort of gotten less, and you won't have support for the action anywhere. Now, John McCone and his representative, he's not here, but General Carter is, they raise a strong question whether this is really part of the scenario that we were talking about last week. They say this is escalating too fast. It's an action which is really out of step. So the answer to that the State Department gives very strongly is the whole purpose of doing this is to give Hanoi one very strong signal now. Seaborne, the Canadian, is on his way to Hanoi. He needs to have something to back him up when he gets there, and this is the best time to do it, and we have the opportunity. So they want rather strongly to go ahead.
Well, we're violating the accords to do it, aren't we?
Yes, sir, we are. And
we've already violated them and sent an armed plane in there.
No, sir, we take the position. Well, the armed plane, yes, we have, sir, that's right. Technically, we have violated by sending the armed plane, not by sending the reconnaissance plane in.
No, that's right, send the armed
plane. Sending the armed plane. And, of course, we also claim that they have violated, they are in continuous violation of the accords.
I know that.
So
they've been all the time.
Yeah.
But this is the first time we really violated it.
This is really this is Unger's whole point. This is the biggest signal we've ever given that we are sort of about to junk the accords. The answer to that the State Department makes now is that this is only to be done once. It's a one-shot sort of operation. We are not going to continue this kind of thing afterwards. Bob McNamara agrees that we should not run any more dangerous reconnaissance missions over the Plain of Jars. Instead, we will move to another kind of action, the kind that have been discussed before, such as fleet movements outside of Southeast Asia, and various other things that are on that list of things which are not in violation of the accords. Harriman makes the point that he says that Suvanna can't possibly approve of this. We oughtn't to go back and ask his permission to do it. He can't possibly give it. But that his judgment is that Suvanna will probably not revolt, although he says he defers to Unger's judgment in the field. Unger is worried about Suvanna's reaction. I must say I'm having a hard time arguing for the delay, because all we get by delay is opportunity to think a little bit more here ourselves. We don't. Nothing's going to happen in the next 24 hours that will help us make this decision. More likely, it'll be a little bit more difficult tomorrow to do it because of the cooling off of the situation.
I don't see what we get out of it, though. I don't think that the signal is the result we get there is going to be worth throwing away the position that we have, that we want to follow the accords and we want peace and we're not seeking war. It looks like to me we're just going in and starting it.
Well, it's going to look, there is that, sir, no question that there's going to be that element. I think myself that the signal may be a little stronger than you suspect, because just because we've never done it before, and because it hurts, it's going to hurt our friends just as much as probably more than it's going to hurt Hanoi, but it's bound to hurt Hanoi somewhat. It's going to make them worried, because it does suggest the United States may be about to embark on some different policy, and they're not quite sure where it may lead. Of course, you pay the cost of that because your friends have the same worry. The whole world will have the same worry, just as you put it. Where is the United States going? To war or not?
They want me to come over there, don't they?
They haven't asked for you, sir, but I think you probably should on this point, because this is not... A napalm is out of the question. We aren't talking about it.
Yeah.
It's decided not to do it, and I really feel you should.
Do you have any Joint Chiefs, sir?
We have one, sir, Wheeler, General Wheeler, who's pretty good. We have Carter, the CIA, State Department people, all of whom you know, and Colby and Cooper from CIA, too. McNaughton and McNamara.
What's Russ say?
Rusk is inclined to say go ahead, but he's very much, as Harriman put it, he sees both sides of it. He's inclined to say go ahead. He's not as clear in his mind as Harriman or Alex Johnson or Bill Bundy, all of whom think we ought to go.
Okay, I'll see you.
Right, sir.